Congress is heading into its last week before the elections, and it's sure to be a busy one, with a gargantuan economic bailout to consider and shaky constituents back home. Lawmakers have their hands full. But let's take a moment to look at the bigger picture. These are the last days of the 110th Congress of the United States. It was the first Congress to be controlled by Democrats in more than a decade.
I accept this gavel in the spirit of partnership, not partisanship.
Nancy Pelosi took the ivory gavel on January 4th, 2007, the first woman to be Speaker of the House.
For our daughters and our granddaughters, today we have broken the marble ceiling.
The Democrats roared into the Capitol with a daring agenda for the 110th: ethics reform, economic help for the middle class, ending the Iraq War. Big plans. But how'd it go? I went up to Capitol Hill last week to ask them. The plush speaker's lobby just off the House floor. It bustles with lawmakers and press during a vote. I approach Oregon Democrat Earl Blumenauer. So, what did Democrats accomplish?
The first minimum wage increase in 10 years, the first increase in vehicle emission standards in more than a third of a century. We passed through the House legislation that would subsidize alternative energy. These are not insignificant accomplishments.
Also, help with college loans, earmark reform, affordable housing legislation, plus new ethics rules for the lawmakers themselves. But some of the most important work Democrats have done, says Blumenauer, didn't happen on the House floor, but in its hearing rooms.
There has been more work done with real oversight. Hundreds of hearings looking at areas of abuse that have been strikingly lacking for the last 6 years.
Okay, but what about the big issue? The thing many voters said led them to vote for Democrats in 06, the war in Iraq.
The question is on adoption of the concurrent resolution. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it.
With that vote, the House went on record as disapproving of the war. That's pretty far from stopping the war, but it was a kind of debate that hadn't been seen in Congress since the war started. Alabama Democrat Artur Davis was one of those anti-war votes and was disappointed the party couldn't do more to end the war, but
some good things have come out of the stalemate in the last 2 years. The surge produced some important successes, and frankly, a lot of us didn't think that would happen.
Congressman Gene Taylor of Mississippi was among the lawmakers who supported the troop increase, but he, too, appreciated his party's push and pull with the Republicans.
I voted to fund the surge. But for those people who felt the other way, I think just the fact that they were out there asking questions and just the fact that they were saying, doggone it, if you're going to do it right or we're not going to fund it at all, I really do believe that caused the administration to do a better job. I think the threat of that caused President Bush to get rid of Don Rumsfeld, who was a disaster as Secretary of Defense, and appoint Secretary Gates, who has done a significantly better job.
Perhaps a less tangible Democratic success, says Taylor, but a success nonetheless. So if you believe Democrats, they got quite a bit done this year. Then again, ask the Republicans.
The reason that we're at 7 or 10% popularity is because we've done nothing for the average, ordinary American citizen.
Congressman Ray LaHood of Illinois. He's stretching the numbers a bit, but still, approval ratings for Congress have been hovering around the teens and lower 20s for months. LaHood thinks it's because Democrats aren't engaging in the problems of real Americans. Gas prices, mortgage failures, retirement funds collapsing. And Republican Zach Womp of Tennessee says Democrats haven't fully lived up to their pledge to run a more civil House either.
They did come in with all these grandiose promises. We're going to be the most ethical Congress in history. We're not going to bring legislation to the floor that hasn't come through the subcommittee. We will not airdrop earmarks. Just go down the list. They've done it all. They've done it all this week.
Of course, the Republicans have a new role in this Congress as well, that of the minority. Their job is to point out the stumbles and hypocrisies of the Democrats while making as much noise about their own agenda as possible. In this, they have had a few successes, though Republicans have struggled since their majority collapsed in 2006. So, in the end, how did Democrats fare? Oregon's Earl Blumenauer is not ecstatic.
As I look back, is it everything I wanted? No.
But, says Blumenauer,
I think on balance it's been constructive, it's been productive, and I think it's laying a foundation for important work ahead this next year.
So really, whether the Democratic majority was successful in this Congress depends on your point of view. If what you expected was what many Democrats promised, an end to the war and a slew of new social programs, well, you're probably disappointed. But if what you wanted was a Congress that pushed back against the Republican president, keeping a critical eye on the war and passing what it could in the meantime, then this new Democratic majority did have some measure of success.